Russia on Wednesday, August 18th, 2021. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Chris Gande.
We would like to inform our listeners that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are discussing about COVID-19, the decline in new cases, deaths, and the ongoing vaccination drive.
We are also going to discuss about the Zambian elections and the smooth transfer of power in the neighboring country.
And later on, we will look at the overview report of Zimbabwe released yesterday by the British government, where it says it's risky to do business in Zimbabwe.
But first, the health ministry reported yesterday that 15 people died from COVID-19, while 514 new cases were recorded countrywide. COVID update is as at August 17, Zimbabwe had 121,046 confirmed cases, including 100,211 recoveries and 4,156 deaths. To date, a total of 2,145,537 people have been vaccinated against COVID-19.
Does the drop in figure mean that the country is managing to control the pandemic? Is the lockdown working as intended?
Let's talk. We are going to be joined by our guest, who we are going to introduce in a minute. But tisatasvika ikoko Chris, tombokwazisa vateereri nevatariri, tichivagamuchira muchirongwa chedu. Toti tinokugamuchirai vateereri pane ino nguva. Nhasi muchirongwa tiri kutarisa nezvedenda recovid-19. Zvinhu zviri kufadza kuti kutanga kwesvondo rino tiri kuona uwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa necovid-19 kana kufa necovid-19 hwaderera. Zvinhu zvinofadza, asi mubvunzo ndewekuti tingati here nyika yakwanisa kunge ichibata chirwere ichi pachinofanira kunge chisingafambe zvakare, kana kuti yatingati managing kuti tinge tichimisa kupararira kwedenda. Ndoimwe nyaya tichakurukura iyoyo. Tobva ipapo totarisa sarudzo dzichangobva kuitwa muZambia, matiri kunzwa kuti aiwa vakakundwa vebato raitonga vaEdgar Changwa Lungu vakati aiwa ndadyiwa vakatambira kukundwa kwavo. Ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatanga tichikurukura kuti sarudzo dzakafamba sei, dho vamwe vari kuti aiwa ka zvakaitika muZambia hamungazvimwise kuno kumusha, zvinhu zvakasiyana, ndo zvatichakurukura. Tobva ipapo toona kuti nezuro hurumende yeBritain yakaburitsa gwaro rairi kudonongodza mamiriro akaita zvinhu muZimbabwe. Pamusoro pegwaro iroro vari kuzivisa vanoda kuita mabhizimusi kuti aiwa Zimbabwe haisi nyika yakasununguka yekuti munge muchiita mabhizimusi, ine zvimhingamupinyi zvakasiyana-siyana. Zvimwe zvavakasimudza nyaya dzeuori, kusagadzikana kwenyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika, ndingati nekutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu. Vakataurawo izvozvo. Nenyaya yechioko muhomwe ndeimwe yenyaya dzavakataura. Ndo nyaya dzatichakurukura, Chris.
Yevo, zvinhu ezimbalwa. Olumqoka ke yilo olwansuku zonke olwebhubhane lwe-COVID-19. Ye, ugatsha lwezempilakahle luthi hayi kungani sokusiba nganeno njengaba izolo kulabantu ababhubhileyo abangu-18 kuphela. Ye, nxa kuqathanisa ke lezinye insuku siyabona ukubana kumaviki abesebefika bona ikhulu, more than 100. So nxa sesikhangela ke siyabona ubana sebeyehlele kakhulu labo ababanjwa igciwane bese befika ama-2,000, kodwa ke izolo bebeyi-514 kuphela. Ye, sizakhangela ke lo daba uhulumende weBritane kuthi yena usekhuthaze abantu osomabhizimusi ukuthi bangayi eZimbabwe ukuyasungula amabhizimusi ngoba hayi akuthembeki, uhulumende kathembeki. Njalo sizakhangela lo daba lweZambia okube kulokhetho kwanqoba ke umnumzana Hakainde Hichilema webandla eliphikisayo osezaba nguye umongameli kusukela ngeviki ezayo. Jonga
ndizvozvo Chris. Muchirongwa chedu nhasi uno tine vadare vedu vanoti Dr. Simba Mavaza, the ZANU PF, variku England, ku United Kingdom uko. Pamwe chete, nava Elliot Febe, vari the MDC Alliance, vari zvakare ku Britain iko ku England. Muchirongwa chedu chatiri kutarisa nhasi, ndo vadari vatinenge tiinavo, tichikurukura navo. Dr. Mavaza, welcome to our show. Dr. Febe, welcome you to our show today. Maybe we can start, Chris, by asking Dr. Mavaza what he thinks about the drop in figures, COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe, both deaths and new cases.
Thank you, Jonga. Thank you, Chris. I think, as you can see, Zimbabwe has done quite extremely well in controlling the COVID pandemic and situation in Zimbabwe. It has actually shown through the figures that regardless of our economical challenges, we have managed to control the disease. We have managed to give a jab to almost over 2 million people. And we are going ahead giving jabs to so many. And we have put in place measures to encourage people to get the vaccination. Again, encouraging people to attend churches on condition you are vaccinated. That has made a number of church members want to go and get vaccinated. And I would quick to say that it's not only Zimbabwe which is putting conditions attached to vaccination or freedoms which are attached to vaccination. In England, very soon, I'm sure from yesterday, Mr. Payne would agree with me, Dr. Tese, that they started a pilot project plan where people who are vaccinated would go into their own carriageway on the train, and those who are not would go to the other one. But the carriageway for those who are vaccinated, it's encouraging. There are refreshments in your trip, even no matter how short it is. And this has started from yesterday, and they continue doing it underground. So in other words, so many countries are doing the same. Airlines will be stopping people from traveling without the jab, without the vaccination. So in other words, Zimbabwe is actually ahead of so many developed countries, and it has done a lot of work. This is the fruits of a caring government, the government which has its people at heart, and it looks at public health with a different eye, not with a political eye. So yes, it is a kudos to Zimbabwean government and the Zimbabwean people for facing this pandemic, not on political grounds, but on health grounds. And that has helped us and helped the country to survive, to come where we are now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Mavaza. Chris.
Yes, let's go to Dr. Pepe. What's your take on the coronavirus situation as you heard it there from Mr. Mavaza that the government appears to be on top of the situation? What's your take?
Yes, thank you very much. I think as MDC Alliance, our position has always been very clear, and that is the welfare of Zimbabweans. And irrespective of political affiliation. If you look at the COVID-19, which is now, you know, a global pandemic, it does not discriminate on political grounds. And it is therefore very important that Zimbabweans, we unite when we are facing a common enemy. For a party, here I'm talking about ZANU-PF, which is in power, to have managed the figures that we are talking about in order to come down. It is commendable, given that this is a government well known for corruption. I mean, as alluded to the corruption index, the facts speaks for themselves. But let me say that it is not by coincidence that even the government of Zimbabwe has been seen to put more strategies into containing the COVID-19. It is basically because
There is no option. If you look at it, our leaders used to fly outside the country in the Western world for treatment, for even a minor ailment. Now, the COVID-19 has taught us, given the scenario that borders were closed, no flights were going outside, and no country wanted any patient from another country. Right? It is so necessity is a matter of invention. It is actually forced the all government globally to respond to local needs. And this is why we saw even the ZANU-PF government, they had to allocate some resources to quickly try to put some infrastructure to support both in terms of the patients and to contain the situation. So in a way, again, let me hasten to say containment of COVID-19 cannot necessarily be put on the shoulders of the government, but to the citizens of themselves. How do they respond during lockdown? Are they in compliance? Because you need to break the chain. And the results that we are seeing at the moment in Zimbabwe is that the chain is broken, and lockdowns have been seen to be the most effective way of breaking the chain globally. Are we heading in the right direction? Sure, we are heading in the right direction. Is there something that we can do to mitigate further? Of course there is. And MDC Alliance, we've always been, we may differ in terms of the strategy and approach, because we are also looking at, yes, we've brought in lockdown. Yes, we've broken the chain of transmission. But what about the welfare of the people? You know, the welfare safety net. Has the government provided enough? Again, this is a big question for another day. But in short, if the figures are to go by, and if they continue to fall, as MDC Alliance, we celebrate, because the welfare of the people is the welfare of MDC Alliance. Thank you.
Is on the right direction. But what about the pacing, the time? Because we are on 2 million vaccinated people right now, and we are looking at vaccinating more than 10 million to reach the herd immunity. So if we are 2 million at 8 months, how long do you think we are going to reach the 10 million? Dr. Febe, maybe, and then we'll give the same question to Mr. Mapas.
Yeah, I think the 2 million, and then you look at, say, compared to 10 million, is a drop in the ocean. However, it's in the right direction. But I think we also have to look at, in terms of the resources, in terms of infrastructure. I mean, if you look at the health sector of Zimbabwe, up to, say, mighty 2020, when we're hit by the COVID-19, was crumbling. So we still have that problem of the infrastructure, to reach as many people as possible for vaccination. I think we may have millions of doses in Zimbabwe, but the fact remains that we have the infrastructure to keep on in terms of to up the numbers, given that we've got healthcare professionals who have left the profession because of poor remuneration and of disregard of even apart from the remuneration itself, the infrastructure, the PPE for those healthcare professionals to use. So yes, 2 million, I would say it is not enough, and we call upon the government to step up in terms of the numbers for vaccination. We are not a poor country, let me remind you. We are not a poor country. If you have to reflect on the resources that we have, you know, $1.5 billion is sinful every year, from gold smuggling across the country. we can easily use that $1.5 billion to revamp our infrastructure and save the population of Zimbabwe. So if we can contain corruption a lot, then we've got enough money to adequately pay our healthcare sector, to adequately put in place the infrastructure to save the people. We are placed strategically compared with our SADC counterparts. And let's do it. And I think this government is not doing enough.
Mm. Thank you so much. Dr. Mavanza, what's your take, especially on the pace at which the country is going to vaccinate the people? What's your take?
Yeah, thank you. Actually, we must understand that two million out of 10 million target is only a fifth of what we want to achieve. But however, we need to look at all the aspects of the issue here. Number one, what has caused us to remain at 2 million or to struggle to get 2 million in 8 months? It is not because of the infrastructure or because of corruption as the board wanted to appear. It is because we have been fighting two fronts in this case, two different fronts. The first front was that we had religious leaders who have not been helpful to the acceptance of the vaccine. They have actually taken it upon themselves to preach against vaccination. So one thing you must understand is it is very difficult to convince a religious person when he is convinced or she's convinced that they are preacher. These are the people who have actually decided that they don't have parents and their parents are the church. These are the people who call their pastors father, and they are called their fathers that name. And these are the people who have been told by their fathers in their churches that the vaccines are not good. So we have got a problem where we are fighting the mindset of our people to accept the vaccine. And if we conquer that, if the churches come together and they help us to fight this fear, this paranoia about the vaccine, I can assure you we can go further than that number. Actually, thankfully to the masses of Zimbabwe, we have a lot of Zimbabweans now in Zimbabwe who are now queuing up for the vaccine, who are now willing to take the vaccine. Yes, I could put a very rare thank you to MDC. I read one of the small factions of the MDC, which you can probably call MDC Chamisa, well, that Chamisa actually encouraging Zimbabweans to go and be vaccinated. That was a very patriotic move, and we are grateful to that, because the people need to be vaccinated. There is this lie going around all over Zimbabwe to say, if you get the vaccination, after 2 years, you appear like a pig. Some say you want to be killed, people want to kill you. There's a lot of things which have been said about the vaccination. Some of them don't trust the vaccines we have in Zimbabwe coming from China. They think the best vaccines are coming from America, the Pfizer or Johnson & Johnson, or the one which comes, AstraZeneca, which comes from England. But most of our people don't know that even Pfizer, there are some states in America who are not trusting it. Not because it's untrustworthy, but because every human being has that paranoia over a new thing. Anything new is very difficult. But yes, to be honest on this issue is that it's not only the government. Are you still hearing me?
Yes. I see Amushaoneka, Dr. Mavaza. Ndofunga mukambo refresha. Mukarefresha. Okay, yeah, now we can see your computer.
Oh, okay. So I think it has to be turned to my side. I don't know how to change.
Okay, while you do that, Kimbonzwa kuna vapfebe nerimirwa amai. Vapfebe. Muchitsanangura zvamatsaura kuti munoona sei nemamiriro akaita nyaya dzekubayiwa kwenhomba kudzikira kwaita huwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa nedenda pamwe chete nemamiriro akangoita kuwanikwa kuitwa nhomba munyika ichipindwa munyika nehurumende.
Aiwa, isisu sebato reMDC Alliance tinozvitambira zvikuru. Takagara position yedu yakagara iri yokuti isisu tinoda hurumende inoita look up vanhu vaeme isisu chatinopesana chete nezanupf ndochokuti hongu pakava nokuita malockdowns kuti urwere hwecovid-19 husapararire izvozvo tinowirirana nazvo hatina pakatambotipokanei nazvo asi isusu takatarisa zvikuru kuti taita lockdown kudaro hurumende chichairi kuitirawo kuvanhu tinoziva kuti vanhu vezimbabwe vazhinji vari muinformal sector hurumende haina kana although zvayo hurumende yakataura kuti ichabetsera chembere nevanhu vari vulnerable kuti vabetserekane nguva yecovid-19 lockdown takaonazvi hapana kusvika nanhasi taamwe gore rechipiri hapana vakawana rubetsero rakabva muhurumende ndo patine problemu napo semusangano wedu wemdc asi hatipokani nokuti tibetserane pamwe chete mapato ese kuti tibetsere mhuri yezimbabwe saka nyaya yehuwandu huri kudzikira muzimbabwe wevanhu vari kufa nechirwere checovid nevanhu vari kubatwa vatsva nechirwere checovid zvino isu vebato remdc zvatinotambira tichiti dei zvikaramba zvakadaro kuitira kuti mhomhoo yezimbabwe tisarasikirwe nevanhu vezimbabwe nokuda kwechirwere ichi asi zvakare tinokurudzira kuti vanhu vezimbabwe chirwere ichi chapararira nyika yese chirwere ichi nokuti hapana divi rezimbabwe risina kumbonzwa nenyaya yecovid-19 ngatibudei neuwandu hwedu tinoitwa vaccinated tinodzivirirwa chirwere checovid-19 ndiyo chete yatingati isisu mukana wokuti tikwanise kurarama munguva yatiri ino yecovid-19 tinoziva kuti pane mamwe machechi pane vamwe vanhu vane mamwe mafungiro asi tinoti isisu aiwazvi let's follow science nyika dzese dzakaita follow science muri kuona kuti even nyika dzakaita sekuti uk vaakuopen up economy vanhu vaakutanga kuvandudza upfumi
hwavo 30 seconds tipinde kuna vamavhazi thank you so much Dr. Mavhaza tanzwa vapfebvu vachitaura tipeiwo nerurimi rwaamai munoti nezvataurwa naDr. Pebvu regai ndione kuti mune mamuri pamute ndiite kuti muite unmute Dr. Yes you can taurai tinzwa
dandiri kuti tiri kubvumirana zvizhinji navapfebvu kuti nyaya yekurwisa chirwere chedziva pengo ichi inyaya yenyika yese haisi nyaya yematongerwo enyika haisi nyaya yemapato yematongerwo enyika uyezve nekuda kwaizvozvi toda kuti tibatane senyika yezimbabwe tikwanise kurwisa muvengi wedu uyu anonzi chidziva mupengo ichi chepiri nyaya yekuti chirwere chadzikira kuvari kubatwa nacho uyezve nevari kufa nacho toda kutenda zvinoratidza kuti hurumende yakwanisa kudzivirira nekurwisa chirwere ichi asi hurumende haina kuzviita iri yega yarwisa nechikwata chese nemunhu wese ari muzimbabwe ndambopavo pandambotaura nechingezi kuti takaona vatungamiriri vemapato anopikisa kunyanyisisa vachamisa vachiencouraja mhuri yezimbabwe kuti ibude iende kunobayiwa chirwere chekudzivirira dziwa chidziwa mpembo ichi izvi zvinhu zvinokurudzirwa zvinotarisirwa kuti zvinoshowa maturity in politics kuti kana tichinge tatarisana nemuvengi anouraya munhu wese regardless of your party tinofanira kubatana sevanhu vamwe chete asi pane chakada tinongoti batei muchishona chambo vatsedze vatipotsei maonero avo kana kuti vaita sedivo rapotsa dai nyaya iri kunetsa muzimbabwe vatsedze vasiwo kune 1.5 billion US dollars iri kusimagirwa in gold every month. That's what he said. Chekutanga chekuti
not every month, every year.
Oh, every year. Chekutanga chekuti vatsedze ari kuedza kukutsanangurirai umhandara hwaamai ivo vanga vasati vazvarwa. Hakuna anoziva kuti imarii iri kubiwa nevanhu varikupa gold nekuti dai vaiziva kuti imarii dai vachiziva ari kuriba nekuti abara akawanda sei. Saka hakuna akaita data
sehakuna
akauya akaita 1.5 is an estimation
yekuda kuda mavhaza. Muri kubvuma here kuti kuri kubiwa zviwanikwa nekuti titori nehumbo vanhu vaibatwa pamaairport vaine gorodhi iroro pane imwe nguva vamugabe vakataura kuti hatina zvatakawana kubva kuchiyadzwa. Saka kungoti muri kuwirirana here ipapo asi muchipesana henyu pahuwandu hwekuti mafiga imari
aiwa atingarande kuti zvanika zviri kubiwa zviwanikwa nevanhu vakasiyana siyana vamwe vari kubatwa vamwe havasi kubatwa ende vari kubatwa vashoma shoma nekuti inenge iri mari shoma kana kuti makejisi mashoma asingasviki mari iri kutaurwa iyi navapfedzi. Ini ndiri kuti kana tichida kuti tirwe seuori hatifaniri kunyeba nekuwedzera mazi mari kuti vanhu vagovhunduka. Munovhundutsaka vanhu nenhemba nayapedzi ichokwadi kune vari kuba tiri kuzviziva ende hurumende iri kushanda usiku nesikati kuvabata ende vari kusungwa ende kana vachinge vasungwa nyaya dzavo hadzisi kungoperera murima dziri kuendera mberi mumatare edzimhosva. Saka yes variko vari kusungwa ndakatirikotsanangura chimwe chete nekukasika vapedze ndoutimagamdarivibvunza mairusaya vakasungwa vaba gold driver wava vakazosungwawo zvakare South Africa zvaanda zvemunhu mumwe chete ari kubawo mairusaya vanga vari president vevanhu vemaminas
vakadzoserwa pachigaro chavo kunyange vasaane
makotitaurirana kuti gorodhi iri kubiwa tawirirana kuti vari muhurumende vari kuba tiri kutadza kuwirirana panhamba chete yokuba
ndaida kungotsanangura kuti mairushwaya sangano ravanomiririra ravakadzoserwa kuti vaite purezidendi hari nei nehurumende isangano ravakangofomawo yega hurumende haina power on who to be selected in there yakafanana neaag yavachiyangwa iyi haine nehurumende.
Ndisati ndaenda mberi vamavhaza pane vari kukutumirai mubvunzo panapa tina vadhe vamavhinga vanyora pano zvikanzi vamavhaza musatsigire humbavha imi svorai huori nehumbavha vapfebve vari kutaura chokwadi munotii ndavadhe vamavhinga vatumira mubvunzo
isozvo here vamavhinga vanombotipengei asi chokwadi ndechekuti ini navapfebve hatina kuramba kuti kuri kupiwa navo.
Saka zvimwe chete navamavhinga havapenge vari kukutsigirai kuti umbavha huripo asi imimi chamuri kuita muri kutrivializa umbavha huripo kuti munhu mumwe chete angoba saka hatingati kuri kubiwa sere asi munhu mumwe chete anogona kuba achingoshandisa nzira imwe chete. Ndakamboti ndichitaura nemumwe munhu achipa example hanzi kare imwe kambani yaiti kana ikanga yaita mabhasikoro ayo agara kana 2-3 years otengeserwa vashandi saka waipiwa tsamba yekuti unge uchibuda nebhasikoro pagedhi raunenge watenga iwe asi vashandi vamwe vaidivhaisa method achiita deal nagadhi pagedhi apo tsamba imwe chete yakabudisa mabhasikoro akawanda stere asi munhu umwe chete aita mhosva iyoyo saka zvakangofana navo mavhazi taura henyu
nyaya iripo even auditor general wehurumende auditor general wehurumende repeatedly every year iye zvino tine mafigures manyowani ye 2017 2018 2019 right 2.7 billion unaccounted for.
Hurumende haisi kuramba kuti kune matsotsi magebenga ari kupa zvinhu zvinyika. Chandiri kuramba ndechandiri kupana nacho na vapedzi ndechekuti haisi kusvika 1.5 billion nekuti
Dr. Mavaza, tidimure hukuru isatembenu kazvakanyanya. Chiri kuita kuti musazosvika pakuziva kuti imari inenge yabiwa nekuti hurumende haina matano airi kutorera vanenge vabatwa vacho kuti varatidze vamwe kuti usazobana kuti ukabatwa unoenda mujeri, unoenda zvakati, unotorerwa pfuma yako yawangaunganidza. Hazvisi kuzoitika izvi kune vanhu vatiri kuona vachinzi vabatwa. Munongonzwa kuti nyaya iri kumatare hamuzoti ichapera here kana kuti yakatopera kana kuti ichichaitika. 30 seconds, Dr. Mavaza, tiende kuna Gande anenge ane zvaarikuda kutaura.
Mr. Gande, you can introduce the British assessment report so that we continue this discussion on corruption and human rights abuses and all that that was raised in the UK British assessment note.
Yes, but first of all, let me update our Ndebele listeners. We see kuti kwamba njani lapha eZulu-Rwanda basilaba hlonitshwa ababili esibanxusileyo umnumzana Elliot Febe lo Dr. Mavaza. Bobabili laba bayathi bona bayavumelana ukuthi kukhona ukutshontshwa okwenzakalayo, kodwa ke abangavumelani khona ukuthi kunganani ukutshontshwa kwakhona, kuye kukhulu okunganani. Yes, siyaqhubekela phambili. As we continue, yes, we'll start with you, Mr. Mavaza. What do you make of the British report, which seems to be discouraging people to go to Zimbabwe and invest? What's your take on that?
Actually, kuona kuti nyika yeBritain iri kuudza vanhu kuti musa ite business muZimbabwe. Ndiyo nyika zvakare yakanga ichitsigira kuti tipiwe masanctions. Tinobvumirana kuti iko zvino izvi Britain iri kuti yevenukei bichana towards Zimbabwe. And because of that, a number of things zvinhu zvakanaka, but chova tiziva chinhu chimwe chete kuti after facing an economic crisis, which was exacerbated ne COVID-19 and probably with our economy which has a bit down. The World Bank yakanyora in this game na March kuti Zimbabwe economy is bound to rebound back by 2.9% in 2021. So which means the World Bank is confident in Zimbabwe. It actually went on to say that Zimbabwe is supported by recovery of agriculture and due to base effects. And again, the expected bumper harvest for this year is having been said in Britain as well, and a number of food security is covered. And disruptions caused by this illness will continue to weigh on the economy, but it will come to an end. So in other words, it is really surprising and if not shocking. Could Britain encourage Zimbabwe with Zimbabwe? When in actual fact Zimbabwe it has shown we are doing our best. We can remember Gandhi Kuti in 2020 our gross domestic product here in Zimbabwe was estimated to have contracted a bit by 8% because of COVID. So that the when that happened, our economic recovery suffered a lot. But in 2021, only in 4 months, it has gone up by 2.9% and expected to go more beyond the 8% contract scenario in 2020. And we look at it again, there are so many changes which have been done economically by Zimbabwe. And we have got a number of progress we are having in Zimbabwe. Our roads are being rehabilitated, our buildings are being renovated, our electricity supply has changed tremendously. It has developed, and our tax collection is improved, so that at least with a period in which I run a country without much of tax collection, Zimbabwe doing it the highest if we want to be honest about it, Jonga. Zimbabwe in the highest informal trading in the world, and that we have found a way as a government to collect taxes from the informal traders, which is quite a lot of money which is coming into the government and helping the government to go ahead. So the development process is not getting lean in progression, as UK is saying. All over the world, they are characterized by inconsistencies. Every progress in development or in economy is always characterized by inconsistency. That is the common rule of development. But however, the Zimbabwean government has adopted and implemented the policies and the projects shaped by different ideological frameworks, and they've worked for the country. They've worked for Zimbabwe. So in other words, we are not getting down as a country. We are actually developing. Things are changing. People are now getting jobs. Manes after that is going to the hospital. We now are recruiting nurses. We are recruiting in the civil service. And the private sector, we've got companies coming up now, which have been introduced there. We've got mines which are opening up. And some factories which are closed in Zimbabwe, they are opening up. A number of factories as we speak. Butter is now at 85% market level, and shoes are now being manufactured back in Zimbabwe. And we've got so many industries which has developed. And we'll see what the policy shifts have followed a trend towards socialism for the past 30 years. But now, things have changed. We have liberalized our economy, and the new dispensation has actually tapped and knocked the doors in a number of foreign countries. For example, as we are all aware, the United Kingdom has opened its doors to Zimbabwe, has warmed up to our government, has invited our president to come to England in the coming few months. And we are all aware of that. Of course, the MPC is not happy. They are planning to demonstrate and distract this. But still, it shows the president has managed to has conquered the diplomatic wars. We are now able to associate with those who were regarded as enemies by the previous dispensation. So this new dispensation is all out to make Zimbabwe doable again. So a better Zimbabwe is possible in the hands of ZANU-PF. And in the hands of Emmerson Mnangagwa, you can see things are changing. And Pepe agrees with me that Zimbabwe is getting better now, regardless of COVID, which is now getting down. Zimbabwe is developing, improving in a number of things. And we are actually now competing in so many areas. We are now, our tobacco was exported, a lot of it, and a lot of foreign currency is coming. And yes, we're having problems in our foreign currency control, and things were changing up and down. The route to recovery is very painful. But we want, as ZANU-PF and as Zimbabwe, we want to thank each and every Zimbabwean who has stood by us in times of difficulties. In these moments of hardness, Zimbabwe has managed to show that we can come back. And I will go by what the World Bank has said, because it's on the ground. The British government has said what they've said. Yes, we agree with some of the things and don't agree with some of the things. Coming to corruption, Zimbabwe is the only country in Southern Africa with an anti-corruption commission, which is actually commissioned to do this. And this is going further to arrest a lot of people, big people in the private and in the public sector. And these are coming up. The only thing I want us to understand as people is when you are arrested today, you don't go to court on the same day. You go to court after a year or 2 years. The speed of justice is very slow. Once you speed it up, you are breaking the rule of law. So you have to go at the pace of justice. Justice is stubborn. Why people expect you to go to prison tomorrow after they are arrested today? It doesn't look like that. They've got a right to be given bail. They've got a right to be tagged and tried while they are home. They've got a right to be tried, to be given a fair hearing. And this takes a lot of time. And as we speak now, Mr. Pepe, Zimbabwe is in the process of appointing judges so that our high court courts will be fully utilized, and all these cases which were hitting a backlog will be dealt with. So Zimbabwe is not celebrating the corrupt. And we should say today to Mr. President, our fellow listeners, that if you know of any corrupt person, corrupt minister, that you are very free to approach ZEC, phone them, tell them what you know or what you suspect, ZEC will investigate. If you have got evidence, give it there. Zimbabwe is open for business, and it's asking you to join us in this train of business. We move forward as a nation.
Thank you so much, Mr. Advisor. Let's give Mr. Pepe the opportunity to respond. What's your response, Dr. Pepe?
Yeah. But you are dancing to a broken record. Wake up. Look at it. I read that report, the country report, published by the British. There's nothing of surprise to that report. If ever there is surprise, it's an underreporting of what is actually on the ground. I think we have all to accept that we missed a window of opportunity when Mugabe was removed from power. And we all celebrated, and we thought Mugabe was a bad guy. And ZANU-PF made us believe, the army made us believe that he was a bad guy. But what we have in the so-called new dispensation is a reproduction of ignorance of the same. If you look at in terms of corruption index, you can research, the reports are there. You can't deny it. They are right at the bottom. You know, the easy access of doing business. We are not competitive in SADC. And not only that, the anti-corruption units that he alluded to. Yes, I think we all, I mean, it was following the 2013 constitution, and the people of Zimbabwe welcomed it and actually suggested in it. By the way, the same constitution that we are still waiting for its implementation, a cherry picking, but it has been a toothless unit in the sense that they also accepted that there is state capture. I want him to deny that this Kudata Gwire has not captured the state and various layers of the state. The anti-corruption unit, the reports, look at it. I can give you one example to that. Kudata Gwire now owns the Zimbabwe Mining Corporation 100%. Right? A parastatal, without going to tender. He owns over 50 companies. Most of these were actually parastatals for the government, apart from, yes, they are new ones. This is a guy who got a deal, a project, 1 billion agricultural infrastructure mechanization. Did he go to tender? No. So we are saying here, corruption is rampant in Zimbabwe, and the report is very clear to that. Ease of doing business, I think they alluded also in terms of, yes, you can do business with Zimbabwean companies, but payments in foreign currency is an issue. Is it not an issue? Of course it is an issue. Why is it an issue? Because the fiscal policy and the monetary policy in Zimbabwe, they are not distinctive. The government meddles in the monetary policy, whereas the monetary policy is supposed to be acting responsibility of the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. This is where our problem is. Zimbabwe itself, let me say that, is a literate country. There are people who are educated, including my learned friend Mawaz. But we pretend that we are ignorant of what is happening. And because we are not challenging leadership, the country is going to the dogs. Everything that is in that report, it's a factual. It's not detailed, but it's factual. If I were you, Mawaza, and all our listeners in Zimbabweans, I think we have to take note and use it as a source of retrospective to say, how do we dig out of this hole? Because it is a fact that there is a corruption in Zimbabwe. It is a fact that corruption and bribery is rampant. It is a fact that in terms of ease of doing business, because of corruption, right? It's lower there. It is a fact. We need to address it. The moment we refuse to acknowledge what is happening as a reality, then we will fail to recast ourselves from it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mugoma Maz, Muruku Zana Zenyu Kutamba, Bati. Here is the situation. I think we have to accept that things are not okay, because that becomes the basis of doing better.
Thank you so much, Dr. Thank you. But before Dr. Mavaza responds, maybe Chris Ungado Kushita, Urukure Atina, Kuneva Tereru Edu, Neis Ndebele.
Ye, Jonga, lapho ke sike sezwa siqale sezwa ngomnumzana Mavaza othi yena udaba esiqoqa ngalo okwakathesi ke sikhuluma ngendaba yebhilitani ekhuphele yona ugwalo olungani lucothoza uhulumende weZimbabwe umethe saliqala lokubana ngethembeki kulokungathembeki i-corruption lokunye okuningi okunjalo okufana njalo lokuthi abantu osomabhizimusi bengayi eZimbabwe ukuya sungula amabhizimusi kodwa uDokotela Mavaza uthi yena hayi kukhona okunengi okusekwenzakele okuhle kakhulu okwenziwe nguhulumende omutsha lo oweZimbabwe othiwayo nayo yi-second new dispensation. Uhulumende lo useyenze imigwaqo lokunye okunjalo ukuthi ucothozwa kwenzayo hayi akuhambelani lalokho okukhulunywa lugwalo lolu. Kodwa ngakwelinye icele ke umnumzana Elliot Veven uthi hathi lapha okukhulunywayo kuliqiniso okukhulunywa nguhulumende weLebhilitane ye njalo ke baqhubeka nje siqhubeka ngodaba lwethu. Yes, Mr. Ue, on continuing with the discussion, Dr. Mavaza.
Thank you. Like I was going to say in brief, if you look at the war report which we are discussing with Paul, there are so many inconsistencies in his writing. Actually, the situation in Zimbabwe cannot be judged by a foreign eye. Actually, they've come up and said human rights in Zimbabwe, has a poor record of human rights. This is utter nonsense. The report is not being fair to the efforts which have been done in Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe has no human rights records which is appalling. Actually, as we speak now, we are the most democratic and free society in Southern Africa, or not if not Africa. And actually, if you look at that situation, we have opposition leaders like Chamisa, Monzora, and all the other team. They are there. They have not been arrested. They have not been harassed. That shows tolerance on the part of the new dispensation. We actually have all the opposition parties come together in what is called Poland, except one party, which is probably a puppet of another country. We cannot tell which one. But those who are with Zimbabwe have come together in Poland. And what is Zimbabwe government do? It is to come empower them, because democracy is seen with vibrance of your opposition. So if they empower them, give them transport, give them parks, give them accommodation, so that they can sit properly and fight for the rights of their members and of the country. So that again shows that the report is biased. And again, the business environment in Zimbabwe is not going down. It's getting better. And the laws protecting ownership are not archaic, as they are saying. You, if your title deeds, your rights to land or to property, it becomes yours. And the land program which they are attacking, we know why they are attacking it. It has been attacked for some time. But we are now starting to gain from the land which was distributed to the people. Remember, we had over 15 million Zimbabweans, and out of them, 95% of the land was owned by 4,000 white people. And the land redistribution was a thorn in the flesh of the UK. And that's why they are not happy with it. But again, yes, but in short, there is no high volatile inflation in Zimbabwe now. If you measure our economy by US dollar, which is a legal tender in Zimbabwe, it has not changed. We are on the same thing. What might change could be our bond, but what we are based on is remains the same. Our rates, our fuel, our rent in the houses are all the same. So Zimbabwe is doing far much better. And I could say to everyone listening, Zimbabwe is the right way to go.
Thank you so much.
Invest in Zimbabwe.
Thank you, Dr. Mavaza. 5 minutes, Zastara Tipeze Chirongwa. Dr. Pembe, takaona Zambia ichitasarudzo zvakaita kuti vebato rinopichisa reUPND vange vachikunda bato raitonga rePF. Zvinhu zvamungataura mafambisiro akaitwa sarudzo kuZambia.
Yeah, indeed.
Tenda mhinduro pfupi kuitira nokuti tasarwa ne5 minutes chete, tipana nemukana wekutaura.
Yeah, I think we are celebrating what happened to Zambia. It has been peaceful elections, and here we are also witnessing a peaceful transition. And this, we hope that Zimbabwe is learning from that. Not only that, but look at it. If you look at the the election results of 2016, which HH and Lung contested, and the elections of 2021. Lungu got 1.8 million in 2016 and 1.8 million as well in 2021. Meaning that the number of people who voted for Lungu remained relatively the same. Mm-hmm. And then 1.7 for HH in 2016, and then 2.8 in 2021. And he had managed to add about a million people. And this is a trend in Africa, where because every day, young people are reaching the age of 18. And Africa is a young continent. 60% of the population is under the age of 25. And Zimbabwe is no exception. And I think, as we speak, the young people, if they all come out to vote, and we encourage them to come in their millions to register to vote, they will be able to change the course of the destiny of
thank
their
you.
Lives.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pebe. Chris, Dr. Mavaza.
Yes, Dr. Mavaza, what's your take when you look at, you know, the situation in Zimbabwe? We know there is COVID. People are not, you know, able to go out and campaign like in the past. Do you think the elections, the forthcoming elections in Zimbabwe will be held in a fair manner?
Zimbabwe has had elections since 1980, and each election has been free and fair, and we all know that. So there is no problem in having a fair and free elections in Zimbabwe. Again, Chris, that the fact that Zambia has done fair elections, you must understand Zambia is in the stage three of its divorce from the first liberating party, from the first national party. Zimbabwe are still in our first state. But still, it's not an excuse. What we are simply saying is wherever we are, ZANU-PF has remained in power since 1980 because it is the most voted, loved party in Zimbabwe. And it is the most voted party so far in the world, having been voted for 40 years. So elections coming in 2023 or by-elections as soon as COVID is done will be free and fair. And we all know that, and
thank
everybody
you.
Is allowed
thank you so much.
To campaign.
Thank you, Dr. Mavaza. Dr. Pebe, 10 seconds to Vatavara Chirongwa. Zataurwa na Dr. Mavaza.
Yeah, I'm very shocked that he says ZANU-PF is the most loved party in Zimbabwe. If that was the case, why is still violence? Each election in Zimbabwe, either they deploy violence or
thank
massive
rearing. Dr. Mavaza, 10 seconds, been writing with
Vataoneka. Zimbabwe is the right way to go. Zimbabwe is most peaceful. We are following the rule of law. And if you want, that was saying, Zimbabwe is the way to go. If you want to invest, let us go and invest in our country. Let's do the best for our country. Let's stop our political differences and look for the survival of the country. Because Zimbabwe needs you.
Thank you so much. It's not tender Kuru, Chris, you always say there's no extra time. Rewoneka vateeri nekutenda vadare vedu. Tinotenda.
Yes, Jonga, I'd like to say thanks to our listeners out there. My name is Chris Kande. Let's meet again on Friday.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri. I would like to thank Dr. Simbama Vaza, ZANU-PF member in the United Kingdom, and also Dr. Eliot Pebe, MDC Alliance member in the United Kingdom. Thank you so much, and good night.
Good night, Zimbabwe.